It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
It was several years ago now that Jim Voss came out of service from the Second World War. In the service, he'd learned much about electronics. Many folks would have considered him a master in the field. At least his bosses thought he was pretty good. Jim Voss was working for a group of organized gamblers following that devastating war. He made good money. That's what most criminals, gamblers or not, are looking for. Jim got the jobs, such as wiretapping, and got the good payoffs. One night, Jim was waiting for a flight to St. Louis from Los Angeles and had some time to kill. Billy Graham was preaching in a crusade in Los Angeles, and by some quirk of fate, or rather, providence, Jim Voss wandered into the place where Dr. Graham was preaching. Seemingly indifferent to the words of the famed evangelist, Jim stood near the back of the hall. He didn't want to go too far inside. He was just curious and was planning on leaving as soon as the show was over. As he always does, Dr. Graham gave the invitation for those who would give their life to the carpenter from Nazareth to come forward during the singing of a hymn. As the crowd sang, a hand tapped Jim Voss on the shoulder, and he heard a voice speak. "Will you go forward with me?" the gentleman asked. In natural reaction, Jim Voss turned on him. "Lay off me, or I'll knock your head off," he blurted out. The soft-spoken man spoke again. "You can do anything you like to me, but that won't right things between you and God." It must have seemed like ages, but it was just a matter of seconds till Jim Voss took that first step toward the altar. Each step became easier. With emotion showing in his face, Jim walked down that aisle vowing to make a clean break with the past, to change things, to settle the matter between him and his Creator. At the altar that night, Jim put away the old Jim Voss and put on a new one. He went away from that meeting a changed man. His break with the past was almost as dramatic as that of the Jewish tent maker Paul. You know, there comes a time in every person's life when such a decision has to be made. He has to look at himself, ask himself some deep questions, and come face to face with the facts. The result isn't always like that of Jim Voss. Many times when the time comes for the decision, we just ignore it, pretending it isn't there, giving no thought to our Creator and our Carpenter. Back in the 1800s, James Russell Lowell wrote a poem. We've turned it into a hymn. "Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide, in the strife of truth and falsehood for the good or evil side. Then it is the brave man chooses, while the coward stands aside, till the multitude make virtue of the faith they had denied." You know, this could be your moment. For Jim Voss, the moment he made his decision was probably the last one he could have had. You see, the plane he didn't catch that night was met in St. Louis by gunmen who had orders to kill him. How many more chances do you have? Are you sure about that?
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.